Classic Country 90.9 is WFAZ-FM, Goodwater, Ashland, Lineville, home of the Clay Central Volunteers on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. The Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network is driven by Hill Auto Sales, Highway 9 in Lineville. Buy from Hill.
Rusty Tiger, Coach Jerry Williams, Coach Chris Heron, and Heath Stroud on the stream. You can watch it live stream there on YouTube, or you can find the link there on Facebook if you're wanting to watch along. But, Coach, as we move into this boys' game here, into this Coosa County Medical Center pregame show, what is the A&E medal keys to the game here for the Volunteer boys?
Well, I think one big key, you remember the first time we played them, we ended up winning the game by six, but they had a sophomore, number five, Sutton Reed, that scored 29 points on us. And so I think tonight we've got to kind of check him and not let him get off on us with 29 points again. And then J.D. Hall, had his coming out game that first time we played him with 18. So I think J.D. needs to have a good game for us.
In the East Central Alabama Gas starting lineups, we've got Braxton Young starting for the Volunteers, also Taylor Boyd. And we're going to get a travel there right off the bat from the Wildcat. Taylor Boyd, Caden Glenn, J.D. Hall, and Trenton Glenn being those starters as we move into the Buddy Sports Country opening quarter here. Volunteers with the basketball after the turnover on the travel by the Wildcats. Hall over to Glenn on the right wing, back to Hall, top of the key. Hall splits that zone. Good look down to Taylor Boyd. Boyd goes up, unable to finish. Good look down there, Coach, well, but with contact, unable to finish.
Yeah, he came right off the left block and missed a little bank shot there.
Wildcats with the basketball. That is Reed. Reed looks down to the free throw line. That's Andres McGinnis, and he hits the jumper, and the Wildcats lead 2-0. Hall with the basketball over to Glenn in front of the visitor bench. He's back over to Young. Young dribbles down, kicks out to Hall in the corner. Hall looks down. Good look down to Trenton Glenn. Trenton Glenn puts it up and finishes, and we're knotted at 2 with 7 minutes to go here in this Buddy's Sports Country opening quarter. Wildcats with the basketball, and it's thrown away there as he gets tripped up to number five, Sutton Reed, and is a turnover.
And so far, our two possessions, we've gotten the ball. We've attacked their zone, got right down inside the paint for two, one attempt and one made basket.
Both point-blank shots. Wildcats still deploying that 2-3.
A very aggressive 2-3, too.
Down. Boyd. Boyd's jumper no good. Rebound. Trenton unable to put it back. Too close. Good looks. Close. Neither one of them goes. We're taking good shots, Coach. You just got to keep doing that. Open three-pointer here by number four, Nate Byrne, and that's good. That's a sophomore, and the Wildcats lead 5-2.
Yeah, we've got a good offensive plan going right now against their zone. And here it is
down
in there
Boyd.
Again.
Boyd goes up, and right now we can't hit a shot.
Well, Taylor's got to make those.
I mean, a 6 foot off the base. Used to glass, Coach, but just not, they're not getting them high enough off the glass, in my opinion. Trying to put a little bit too much gas on them. But that's not uncommon early in a game. McGinnis over to number 15. There's another three-pointer. Was that number four again, Nate Byrne?
That was him. They shoot the three ball pretty good.
8-2, Wildcats lead over to Young.
And, you know, a lot of that now is traced back to our misses on our point-blank shots.
Trenton Glenn's jumper no good.
Right in the lane there.
Just inside the elbow, and it was no good.
We're just not shooting the ball well.
We're taking good. We hadn't took a bad shot yet, I wouldn't say, Coach. Shelby County shoots another three, and that one bounced out of bounds. That'll be by number 15.
Well, I've got the last time we played them, number 15 was Ryan Sykes. But he's not on the roster I looked up yesterday.
Do you have Parker Odom in the game? I'm thinking it.
He's number one.
Yeah, but do we have a number one? I'm thinking that's him is what I'm saying.
No. It may be Parker Odom.
I believe it is.
You want to go with it?
Let's go with it.
And there he is.
There
There's
he is,
Parker
shooting a three, and he drains it. And Coach Giddens going to have to call a timeout as they're down by nine, 11-2, 4:44 to go here in the Buddy Sports Country opening quarter. We'll take a quick break right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9.
Around here, storms come and go, and it takes a quality roof to stand the test of time. A&E Metal Roofing has served East Alabama and West Georgia for more than 20 years, providing homes, backyard sheds, and everything in between with metal roofing, siding, and much more. A&E also offers pole barn kits. Locations include Kellyton, Wedowee, and Smith Station. More information is available at aemetalroofing.com. A&E Metal Roofing, quality you can trust, service you can count on.
Whether it's a new build, a teardown, or just clearing out some good old clutter, AGL Solid Waste Disposal Authority helps keep things tidy around Clay County. AGL's roll-off containers are available for a variety of cleanup needs. AGL Solid Waste Disposal Authority also owns and operates a C&D landfill located at 1177 Landfill Road in Ashland. AGL Solid Waste Disposal Authority is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network on Classic Country 90.9.
Couple of turnovers on both ends, and the Volunteers, I have it now, still trailing 11-2. This is Rusty Tater, Coach Jerry Weems, Coach Chris Heron. He Stroud after Jeremy Carricker had to go watch another basketball game with his son playing. And there's a little push. But who is it, Coach?
It is Ryan Sipes. And that foul was on number five, Sutton Reed. First foul in the game by either team.
Inbounded there to Hall. 4 minutes go. Hall drives, and he is knocked down by number five, Sutton Reed. And they're calling it 15 Sipes. That's two quick ones on him.
The last one was on him, too.
Well, you already got – who was – no, maybe not. It was on Reed. That's who we're saying. Yeah. Here we go, Wildcats with the basketball. Down in the lane, blocked. Parsley blocked. Fight for it. J.D. Hall comes out with it. Ball's needing to get on the board, only scoring two so far, and they throw it away to McGinnis.
Yeah, Hall spotted Young over in the corner, tried to zip it through, but good steal there. They do a good job moving the
There's
ball.
There's a long three-pointer by number four. They're firing them up. Nate Byrne couldn't get that one to go. Up to Young. Young over to Glenn. Back to Hall. Hall over to Young coming through. Young looks down, jump shot, no good. That was by number five, J.T. Colburn.
Yeah, right now we're having a big-time drought trying to score.
There's another open shot. No good. Fight for the rebound. Ball is loose. And Hall's got it. And we should be able to score here as he breaks away with about a 20-foot lead, and he lays it up and in. We needed it, Coach. 11-4.
Needed it bad, and defense is what got us that two.
Right now, Wildcats with the basketball. They throw it down to 12. That's Infinger. Infinger over to Reed. Reed dribbles right wing. Back up to Ryan Sipes. Sipes has it taken away, almost taken away. And then they're going to get Hall for the foul as it gets on his back. After he'd stolen the ball away, he ends up, or he had knocked it loose. The ball was loose. He kind of ran up on his back with the ball loose.
Shelby County sending players in and out in waves here.
Drugstore substitutions happening all over the place. Volunteers substituting a couple, too. Zy Newell's in the game. Also, number 15 for the Volunteers, Tristan Wilson. There's a long three, no good. Put back, no good for the Wildcats. Right now, we're just getting rebounded over the top of number 32, Braxton Lawson. We'll look at Coach Herring's totals, but right now, we're not rebounding the basketball. Zion Ewell fires up a three, rims in and out. 13-4, the Wildcat lead. Over to Odom. Stolen away there by Zion Ewell. 1:34 to go in the opening quarter. Ewell fouled on the jump shot. Clearly fouled there by number four, Nate Byrne. In the three rebound differential from the Wildcats. Thank you, Coach Herring. Big difference. There's a lot of the difference, Coach. Zion Neal shooting two, and he makes the first. Just inch him back here, 13-5. It's not as much what they've done, Coach, as what we hadn't done, and that's mainly put it in the basket.
You're exactly right. And, you know, their production is not much better, but just enough to have that.
Zion's second free throw, that's tipped out of the bounds by the Wildcats, and we'll retain possession on our own baseline. So good opportunity here with extra possession. 1:28 to go. If you're just now joining us, the Volunteer girls picked up a big 47-45 victory over the Wildcats to pick up their second region win of the season. There's going to be a kick ball by Andres McGinnis, and we'll get the ball here on the side.
That could be a delay of game warning, Coach.
Yeah, I know.
L.J. Billingsley comes in. He had a big game against them the first time we played them.
Coburn will fire up that left-handed three. And it's up and no good. That one didn't really get enough height on it. McGinnis drives all the way to the basket. Shot up, no good. And there, J.D. Hall on the breakaway. Hall probably should have went more aggressively. And then he does, and he's fouled. Foul on number 22. Donovan Portis.
And it'll get J.D. to the line for a couple here.
Another southpaw, and he puts the first one in. The First State Bank free throw's good, 13-6. Lead down to 7 here for the Wildcats. Second one rims out, but Coburn gets a rebound, tries to put it back up. And it's kind of tipped away from him, blocked. Wildcats come out with it. 47 seconds to go here in the opening quarter. 13-6, Wildcat lead. Early tip in the girls' game, so everything's early here tonight. There's a shot, and it's a three-pointer up and good by number 25. I don't have a 25. Who is that, Coach?
Well, I've got a Brennan Robinson.
That's who it is then. If you say so, I'm with you.
I mean, I got him.
16-6.
And that last shot was a line drive.
Yeah, it looked like I had no chance. And it's turned over by Hall.
And now they're going to get probably the last shot of the quarter.
Yeah, 2 seconds.
I don't know if they are or not.
They're just going to throw up a three-pointer. No good, but the Vols only score 6 and trail 10 as we end this Buddy Sports Country first quarter. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll look at Coach Herring's stats right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
Whether you are dialing in at the range, heading into the woods, or dropping a line in the water, Bama Guns and Outfitters has the outdoor enthusiast covered. Bama Guns and Outfitters, with two locations, 1556 Almond Street in Heflin and 59400 Alabama 77 in Waldo. Available by phone in Heflin, 256-253-2635 or Waldo, 256-368-5449. Also on Facebook and Instagram, Bama Guns and Outfitters proudly supports the Clay Central Sports Network on Classic Country 90.9.
Williams Parts and Supply is your local Napa Auto Parts home. But did you know they carry a whole lot more? From Milwaukee Tools and Echo Power Equipment to Case Knives and heavy-duty industrial supplies, they have the gear to keep you moving. Located next to Dollar General in Lineville at 89243 Highway 9. They're open from 5:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
Williams Parts and Supply, a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network.
Second quarter action is brought to you by Matthews Meat Market. Now, back to the action.
As we come back here, Coach, share some stats with us, Coach Harrington Scott.
Well, both teams turned the ball over many times. 6 for Shelby County, 5 for the Vols, and we got out-rebounded 12-4 in that quarter, which is a significant difference.
And they start out with a rebound here.
And another key thing, we only had 2 field goals in those 8 minutes as well.
Wildcats get the pass down low, shot up, no good. There's another rebound for us, and then they're going to call a jump ball. Possession area in favor of,
I'll tell you, number 32 there, the Lawson. He's a jumping jack in there.
There's the ball. Right now, they've just out-hiked some of it. And there's another three-pointer up and good by Sutton Reed.
That's his first basket of the game. We don't need to let him get loose. 29 the first time we played him. Good catch.
Nice hands.
Yeah.
He only missed on that pass.
I don't know how you can't catch a basketball.
He missed by 25 feet, Dusty, on that pass.
I think he was throwing it to me, Coach. It was right to me. Right to the computer, actually. Wildcats almost a steal there by Coburn, unable to gather it up. But with 7:04, Wildcats lead 19-6. Wildcats playing a lot of players here,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, they just keep sending them in and out. Deep bench. And that could pay off as the game progresses.
Wildcats with the basketball. Over to McGinnis. McGinnis to Reed. Reed down low. Shot up. No good. Unable to finish. It's number 12, Caleb Infinger, but he has fouled. He'll go to the line shooting 2. That foul's on number 10, Caden Gillian.
And that was a nice pick and roll from the high post area there as Reed got the ball right back in the hands of Infinger. And he gets to the free throw line.
First free throw is no good. We are here in the Matthews Meat Market second quarter. Vols trailing 19-6. And boys' action, girls picked up a big win a little bit earlier, 47-45. Second free throw is good for Manfinger. 14-point lead now for the Wildcats. 20-6 is the score here. Central High School this weekend. Cross court. Over to Newell. Newell fires up a three, and he makes one. There's a Toyota of Sylacauga three-pointer. We need somebody to get hot, and why not it be Zy? We've seen him do it before, Coach, in the past. So.
Oh, yeah. He's capable of going on a run.
There's a long three-pointer up short. No good. Fight for the rebound. Coburn comes out with it. Coburn's kind of the only one that matches up height-wise and length-wise with these guys. Probably the reason Coach Giddens found him a way in pretty quick. Over to Glenn. Left wing.
You know, Coburn, we've seen him develop into a good player.
Down to Coburn, and Coburn walked. Little too many moves there and got to go up stronger. He will as he gets a little older. And
he's a ninth grader, isn't he?
Yes.
He's got a chance to be a good player if he'll work at it.
There's a ball, fastball to Reed. Gets it inbounded. Reed with the basketball for the Wildcats. Over to McGinnis. McGinnis is going to drive. That looked like a charge, and it is. Good job there by Coburn taking that charge. He was set up when he dribbled way up here at half court.
Yeah, Colburn stepped in there and drew it. Now, here's where we need to score. Cut the gap some.
Glenn with the basketball. Over to Young. Back over to Braxton. Braxton fake the three and fastball down to Hall. Hall with a good move down low and lays it up and in. 20-11. As the ball thrown, it's loose. Still loose. And Glenn comes out with it. Glenn's going to go to the goal in this block. Trending Glenn, slow to get off the floor, but I think he's okay.
You know, we're kind of changing our flipping the script here, attacking this zone inside rather than in the gaps.
There's Taylor Boyd. He missed a layup.
Inbound play right to him on the block, and it missed an easy shot.
And this will be thrown off of Trending Glenn's leg right here in front of our table, across from the scores table. 20-11, Wildcats lead. They'll throw it in the backcourt here to Reed. He's guarded by Braxton Young. He brings it across half court. There'll be a switch over. Reed looks to drive. Reed's runner up, no good. Rebound goes to the Wildcats. It's tipped around, no good. Young all the way up to Boyd. Boyd lays it up and in. 20-13. Coach, and we've missed so many point blankers. You know those have got to start to fall at some point, you feel like.
Well, maybe that'll get Taylor going. That's the first one he's made. A back cut there.
Good reverse layup and in there by Nate Burns.
Yeah, he just ran a back cut and beat us.
Glenn, down to Trending Glenn. They're going to say he's fouled on the floor. And if that was a college game, you can get fouled and make three steps and go behind your back, and then it's still called a shooting foul.
Foul on number 23, Tyson Duncan.
He's hailed and he shot up in the good. They're going to see if they're going to. They've about got to call this a shooting foul. I think they're going. No, they're not going to call it a shooting foul.
Well, it went on 32, didn't it?
I think so. The inbounds play is rejected out of bounds there by Glenn. It's Glenn shot by Byrne, but the ball's retained possession.
Yeah, Glenn made the catch. He was the play was designed to come back to him, but his release was too slow.
And Boyd throws it away. Reed goes, gets it, and lays it up and in. Right now, nothing going good for the ball. And we almost turn it over again, but they're going to step out of bounds.
Well, and it all comes back to the easy shots right there around the rim. The points that we've left out there by not.
And a lot of them early, right off the bat. We got like five or six good looks, and none of them went. Taylor Boyd's going to get another one and missed it because he didn't even get the rim that time.
Well,
now Trending Glenn does it go, but he's fouled. It's like he's just too tense and too hard. He's not accustomed to playing down there.
Well, the inbound pass came right to him. He had his man blocked off, had him blocked out, and that's why we threw it to him. And he shot it, and it went all the way over and hit the backboard on the other side of the rim. I mean, that's how easy of a shot it was and how bad it was missed.
And we missed both the free throws. Well, and he'll dribble it off his foot when Nate Byrne here too. 3:38 to go. We need to do something, you feel like, to cut into this lead before the half. I mean, the thing is, they're not doing much either. We just can't put it in the basket.
If we could just go on a run here, I mean, we could be right in.
Open shot by Coburn. He's fouled on the three, and it's good. The Toyota Silicaga three-pointer goes, and he'll get a chance for the four-point play. That'll help cut into the lead.
Yeah, if we can go on a run of just two or three baskets in a row, we're right back in it.
They always cut it down to eight there with a chance to go down to seven. And he made it. Four-point play there by Cobra. Don't see many of those. But we needed it. 24-17. There's a block shot by Glenn, and he shoved in the back. How can you not see that? He was shoved in the back by on purpose by number four. Could have been an intentional, and it wasn't even anything.
Yeah. And then we get a two-on-one, and the one defender kind of stepped in the ball line there and knocked it away. So we end up inbounding it underneath our basket. And let's see, we've been doing good getting the ball inbound, so, man, on the block.
Well, we're taking that man that's been getting open out. Let's see if we're going to use just a different person to do the same thing. And we're just going to throw it away and give him a run out for a layup.
Inbound turns into a basket on the other end. And then we turn it over again.
Yeah, and I missed. My goodness.
And we're letting Sutton Reed kind of take control here.
Well, if we just throw it to him on his end of the court down there, it makes it easy, doesn't it? All he's got to do is snowbird right now
that's
down
right
there.
Well, that's kind of what it looks like.
Yeah. Three-pointer up and no good right now. Again, they're continuing to out-rebound us.
Yeah, they're working us over on the boards.
And we're going to be that foul's going to be called on JT Coburn. They get the ball. Sutton Reed's going to fire up a long three. It's up, no good. And there's going to be a foul on number 12 over the back will be the call. Caleb Infinger.
We'll walk all the way to the other end and shoot free throws here.
Trendon was 0 for 2 his last trip. 19-7, the rebounding differential right now. That could be an issue, Coach.
Well, it already is.
Trendon made a free throw. That'll get him going. All of this, though, we're talking negative. We're still in this game just 8 points away.
That's right.
Of course, 8 points is a big deal when you scored 18 with 2:38 to go in the first half. Loose ball, fight for the rebound. The Wildcats get it after the missed free throw. That's McGinnis. And there's Reed, lays it up and in. Good cut to the basket by him.
Yeah, we're overplaying him on the wing, and he just ran a back cut on us. And they've hurt us twice on that move.
And he going to get a hole call on number 13, Peyton Peters. And that'll send Trendon right back to the line shooting two.
Well, right now, Trendon 1 for 4 from the free throw line. Make it 1 for 5.
May not be a bad play right now, just to be totally honest with you. And he made the second. 28-19. First State Bank free throw was good. Wildcats with a basketball. 2 minutes to go here in the first half. Braxton Young getting on the floor fighting, and they're going to call. This thing's getting a little chippy here.
Well, cooler heads prevail. Couple of baskets here, and then we could be. We need to keep it below double digits, that's for sure.
There's one over to Coburn. Open shot. Coburn shot up, and he missed nothing. Good job right there by Newell, but I guess he's saying Newell hit out of bounds before he. I'm not sure what happened. Looked like he threw it off of them to me.
Well, yeah. he may have stepped on the line.
On before he. I guess that's what he did. He had to have. You would think he would have shown that, though, Coach. There's Glenn with a steal. Up to Zion Newell. Newell, little jumper, no good, fight for the rebound. Hall comes up with it, but they're going to say it was a jump ball. Possession area in favor of the Wildcats.
And the shooting drought continues as Zy had a nice little 10-foot jumper right off the edge of the lane.
Coach, right now, I don't know what's a good shot or a bad shot for.
Well, we know this. One right under the goal for us is not a good shot.
It hasn't been tonight, that's for sure. 28-19. See if we can change it. There's a steal. Boy, Newell's quick. We got some quick guys. Open shot by Coburn.
Coburn had a shot, but I think the last one he took, that was an air ball, affected his thinking on that one.
I agree.
The ninth grade
mentality. Younger mentality. And with him right in front of their bench. I think that makes a difference. I really do. Shooter's got to shoot, Coach.
That's right.
Zy fires one up, won't go. For the most part, we're still taking good shots, but 28-19. Burn goes to the basket, and he's fouled by Trenton Glenn. Well, never mind. It looks, he calls it on number five, JT Coburn.
And that puts Burn at the line here.
Shooting two, 35 seconds to go. Looking to extend this 9-point lead. And he hits the first. Double-digit lead here for the Wildcats.
You know, this is just, this is only the second time they've been to the free throw line.
He misses the second. Rebound by Coburn. Hall. They're looking to trap Hall. He gets it up Young. Back to Young. Good pass down low. And good layup and in. Good finish. Tristan Wilson gets his chance. He made it count, Coach.
Trent cuts the lead under 10.
And there's a turnover. It's loose ball. And that's going to end the first half of the Volunteers, trailing by 8, 29-21. We'll take a break. Coach Heron will total up some stats, and we'll come back to you. You're listening to the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9.
Spencer Loveless with Southeastern Land Group in Clay County is licensed in both Alabama and Georgia. Spencer specializes in helping landowners across East Central Alabama with rural homesteads, farms, or recreational land. Spencer is also part of the Poultry South team, dedicated to getting the best value for every property. Spencer is available by phone at 256-283-3198 or online at selandgroup.com. Spencer Loveless with Southeastern Land Group is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network on Classic Country 90.9.
This is Jason Walker with Timber Elite Auctions. Timber Elite Auctions is a company that we set up for private landowners to utilize and take bids on their timber stands. Timber Elite Auctions operates with an online bidding platform with over 150 buyers across Alabama. I am available by phone at 256-846-0575 or online at TimberEliteAuctions.com. My Alabama auctioneer license number is 5462. Timber Elite Auctions is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network on Classic Country 90.9.
Flu season has arrived. This is Jana Wheeler, and at the drugstore, we want to help you take steps to hopefully keep the flu out of your home. We are offering grab-and-go flu defense bags that feature a variety of products to help treat your symptoms. The drugstore also has a large supply of flu and COVID tests, and it's still not too late to get your flu shot. We're located next to the Clay County Hospital and open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5:30, and Saturdays, 8 until noon. The drugstore, proud to sponsor the Clay Central Sports Network.
If you can dream it, Southern Cabinet Company can build it. For more than 40 years, this family-owned team has been crafting beautiful kitchens and baths with quality cabinets, hardware, and countertops, serving new construction, remodels, and multifamily projects across the region. Southern Cabinet Company, the official kitchen and bath retailer of the Clay Central Sports Network and a proud sponsor of Classic Country 90.9. Available on Instagram or by phone at 256-354-2555.
This is the Williams Parts and Supply Halftime Show on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
Welcome you back here to Classic Country 90.9. It's Rusty Tutter, Coach Jerry Waynes, Coach Chris Herron on the stats. Heath Stroud on the stream. If you're looking for that stream here this afternoon, you can find it there, the Farr Associates Injury Attorneys video live. Attorney's video live stream. It's on YouTube. Clay Central Sports Network are there, and you can find it on a link to it on Facebook as well. And join us there. Coach Weems, Coach Herron has been working hard here in the boys' games after Character left after the big Volunteer girls win 47-45. Share why the Volunteers are trailing 29-21. I want to know.
Well, there's two reasons why we're trailing by eight right now. The first reason is they've out-rebounded us 21-9. And anytime you get out-rebounded in double figures, that's a pretty significant advantage for the other team, because it increases the number of possessions and the number of shots that you have. And then the main reason they're 8 points ahead is they have shot 57% from the floor, and we shot 31%. And, you know, we had a particularly poor first quarter when we got outscored 16-6. But we played a little better in the second quarter, scoring 15 points. And hopefully, you know, we can come back and start the third quarter, get two or three baskets there, and even this game back up. But right now, looking for somebody that can score. Trendon Glenn has four. And he's missed four free throws. And, by the way, the team is 5 for 11 on free throws, so we've given up some points there. And then J.D. Hall has 5 points as well. So anytime your leading scorer only has five at the half, you know it hasn't been a good offensive half. And meanwhile, Sutton Reed and Nate Byrne, 9 points apiece. They've got 18 of the 29 points that Shelby County has scored. And then the rest of their scoring kind of split up equal. Sipes hit a three-pointer, and then three other guys with a two-point basket each. But right now, Rusty, the rebounding and the field goal shooting are the two culprits here working against the Volunteers. And we've just got to shoot the ball better. And, you know, we've had good shots. We've had shots right under the goal, point-blank shots. We executed our offense great there in that first quarter, but we just and got the ball where we wanted it, but we just could not finish the shot. So give Shelby County credit right now. They're getting the job done. They're holding us off. But we're fortunate being out-rebounded as bad as we did, we're fortunate and should be happy that we're just 8 points behind at halftime. But, you know, we certainly, in any game, you really need to score more than 21 points in a half. But that's kind of been the thing that's held back this Volunteer basketball team this year. But maybe things will break loose in the third quarter.
Absolutely, Coach. You feel like the lid's got to come off the basket. And if it does, with just trailing by eight, you know the balls are right back into this thing as they come out now to get some warm-up shots in. We'll take a break. We'll come back, and we'll give you those Timber Elite Auctions halftime adjustments and get ready to move into the Highway 9 tire third quarter when we come back right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9.
In this area, we know what matters: family, community, and a great Sunday dinner. That's why your local Piggly Wiggly stores in Ashland and Lineville are proud to be your go-to for quality and value. From our premium meat market to fresh produce, Piggly Wiggly has everything you need to keep your kitchen stocked and your family happy. Need a quick meal? Piggly Wiggly features hot deli favorites and a wide range of snacks and desserts. Plus, both stores are now proudly accepting EBT to better serve you. Piggly Wiggly of Ashland and Lineville is proud to support our student-athletes on the Clay Central Sports Network. Sassy's Convenience Store in Lineville is more than just a gas station. Now, obviously, they feature top-tier fuel, but each morning starts off with freshly brewed coffee and hot buttery biscuits. Got the munchies? Sassy's has you covered. They are stocked wall-to-wall with your favorite salty snacks, sweet treats, and ice-cold drinks. Need a quick lunch on the go? Well, Sassy has you covered there as well. They're open early till late, making it easy to grab what you need right when you need it. Sassy's Convenience Store is proud to sponsor the Clay Central Sports Network. At Poultry South, we don't just sell farms, we work for the farmer. From the first phone call to the closing table, we're here to make sure you're treated fair and guided right. With over 20 team members across 10 southeastern states, our team was built right here at home, and we've never forgotten who we're working for. The Poultry South team at Southeastern Land Group. The website is PoultrySouth.com. Poultry South is proud to be a sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network.
Remember when you would dream about what you would grow up to be? Imagining your dolls were students or your Legos a skyscraper. Maybe it's time to turn that dream into a reality. At Southern Union State Community College, you can discover your dream career in healthcare, business, manufacturing, engineering, and more. From imaginary to extraordinary at Southern Union State Community College. Visit suscc.edu today.
If you can dream it, Southern Cabinet Company can build it. For more than 40 years, this family-owned team has been crafting beautiful kitchens and baths with quality cabinets, hardware, and countertops, serving new construction, remodels, and multifamily projects across the region. Southern Cabinet Company, the official kitchen and bath retailer of the Clay Central Sports Network and a proud sponsor of Classic Country 90.9. Available on Instagram or by phone at 256-354-2555.
At First State Bank, we believe in the power of local. Your deposits help fuel local businesses, support local home ownership, and build a stronger community for us all. Our focus is on this community, and it's been that way for more than 50 years. First State Bank has been a stable financial institution for this area through good times and through bad. With locations in Ashland, Lineville, and Wedowee, First State Bank is looking to build an even brighter future right here in our backyard. First State Bank is proud to be a sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network. First State Bank, member FDIC. And equal housing lender.
Third quarter action is brought to you by Highway 9 Tire. Now, back to the action.
Rusty Tutter, Coach Jerry Weems, Coach Chris Heron, and Heath Stroud on the stream, Coach. We look as we get ready to tip off and roll into this Highway 9 Tire third quarter on Highway 9 Tire. Coach, what would you say? You know, you've done some good stuff, got some good shots, are not falling. What would be your Timber Elite Auctions halftime adjustments?
Well, other than shoot the ball better, you know, we got to rebound better. We got out-rebounded 21-9. We got to hold them to one shot per possession and not give them extra attempts. And then I think a big key, somebody on this team has got to step up and be a scorer. You know, whether it be Taylor Boyd, whether it be J.D. Hall, or Caden Glenn even. Somebody needs to step up and be the scorer for this team this half.
And here we get things scored with Taylor Boyd out at the top where we had him playing down low earlier there, looking to get Taylor open on the perimeter. The ball's tipped away there, and it's turned over.
Yeah, Taylor trying to make something happen there and just couldn't get a handle on it.
Kind of went up for the shot and lost the basketball. There's a drive to the basket, and they're going to call the block on Hall. And the shot is good by Andres McGinnis. 31-21, back up by double digits are the Wildcats here to open things up. As we roll in to the third quarter on Highway 9 Tires, as Coach Wings likes to say, free throw's no good.
Yeah, rolling all the way into the third quarter.
Hall drives all the way to the basket, kicks it out to Caden Glenn. Glenn shot in and out, good-looking shot. Man, I was hoping that'd fall for him and us. Burn a fire up a three. It's way off.
And we keep giving them offensive rebounds.
And they miss another shot. Luckily, they're not making them count right now. Hall over to Young. Taylor Boyd open three-point shot, and he drained it. That may be the key to get Taylor out there. Let him fire away. And there is a big Toyota of Sylacauga three-pointer. Lead down to seven. Taylor has that potential, Coach. We've seen it many, many times with him.
Oh, yeah, he can do it. And look at that defense by Trendon Glenn.
And something didn't look right about that. It may have been all right, but it didn't look right. And the ball tipped around and into Trendon Glenn's hands, and the lead's cut down to five.
Quick timeout.
31-26, quick timeout across the way by the Wildcat coach there. Chase Cornelius, he takes the timeout. We'll take it with him right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
East Central Alabama Gas District is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network and the Radio Alabama Foundation. Located Highway 77 in Ashland, East Central Alabama Gas has teamed up with Natural Gas Connection as your hometown natural gas appliance store. They offer free financing up to 60 months. East Central Alabama Gas has Generac generators, tankless water heaters, space heaters, and gas logs as well as grills. Their phone number is 256-354-2194. East Central Alabama Gas District, Natural Gas, comfortable, responsible.
A personal injury firm that takes tremendous pride in helping those at the most desperate times in their lives. Farr and Associates, sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network video live stream, online at tfarlaw.com.
Ball is thrown out of bounds. It'll go back to the place. Balls will get a... Without them touching the basketball, Coach, other than throwing it in, we'll get another chance
to
cut into this lead.
And we just ran a great play.
And Taylor Boyd lays it up and in, 31-28. Now they're starting to fall a little bit, Coach, and the scoreboard's changing. Down to three. We're looking to trap, getting a little more aggressive on the defensive end. Are the Volunteers. Open three-pointer is up and good. Bit on that fake. Get it down, and we get shoved, and the ball's dislodged. Back over to Reed. Reed drives. We just got to step up there and play defense. How are we going to give him that lane all the way to the
basket? But the biggest thing is we got beat off the dribble to begin with, and then no help underneath.
I mean zero help. 36-28. We'd cut it down to three, Coach. They quickly run it back up to eight. And there's Taylor Boyd goes up, and he's fouled. He'll be shooting two.
I think they're just calling it out of bounds.
Oh. I thought they called a foul.
No foul.
We'll inbounds it under our own basket. Throw it out to Braxton Young in front of our bench. Back out to Hall. Hall swings it over to Glenn on the left wing. Taylor Boyd in the corner, open three-pointer, in and out. Good-looking shot. Sight. We trap him in the corner. He gets it passed up. Right now our pressure is affecting him for sure. Oh, my goodness. He's so out. How you, coach? Explain that one because you don't want me to.
All I know is he called a foul.
He coming out of control, spinning.
I think first of all, it should have been traveling. But, you know, nine times out of ten, when an offensive player falls, they're going to call a foul, even though it may not be one. Because it just looks like something had to happen. But well, he fell on his own.
Well, we that was a good no call. We might know why.
We come out of it with the ball back, so let's see.
Braxton Young over to Caden Glenn. Glenn fires up a three, and it's short.
Well, he's the man we need to step up and make some baskets. And now they're going to get an easy one.
No, they ain't going to get an easy one. He's going to go to the line and earn them. I appreciate Trenton Glenn hustles down and cut him loose. We got a player down, or does what the Wildcats do, over in the corner.
Yeah, I think he's up.
I don't know what might have happened to him.
That's McGinnis. Walking slowly, gingerly back over to their bench.
I really have no idea what happened over in that corner. All right. So I'm shooting two. Missed the first. 36-28, 8-point lead. Just kind of been holding around that point. Ball's cut it all the way back to three, and then quickly back up to eight. It's like McGinnis got poked in the eye. Second free throw's good. 37-28. Hall with a basketball. Over to Newell. Back to Hall. Back to Newell, right wing. Newell throwed it way too long trying to get it down to Trenton Glenn.
Some sort of lob play, but he overthrew it.
Well, I mean, they can't call nothing on that but out of bounds. I was concerned, though.
Well, their turnovers are you know, giving us an opportunity, but we're just not taking advantage of it.
37-28, 4 minutes to go here in the third. A lot of time left, but the ball's got to get back on track. Hit a little spurt there. Back over to Glenn. Glenn thought about the shot, passed it back over. Over to Hall, right wing. Hall drives to the basket, and he's fouled. He'll go to the line shooting two. Foul will be on number one. No, it's not. It's number 33.
32.
Braxton Lawson.
J.D. gets to the line, normally pretty good free throw shooter. One for two tonight back in the first quarter.
Yep, you said it. You can talk them into one, can't you? Or out of one, or whichever way you want to play it. It's not real, but it seems real. He missed them both. We're not taking advantage of our opportunities at no point on the court right now.
Well, right now we're 4-for-12 on free throws. That's one. That may be the biggest thing about this game right now, is us being 4-for-12.
There's a turnover as they continue to turn it over. Newell is going to be called for the charge. And really, should have held that ball out. There was no reason to try to push that.
There was too much traffic between him and the goal. You just got to recognize that.
There's a steal. Good job by Newell.
Lead back to 7. Make it 10.
Three corner up. Good, Nate Burns. You got to give it to him, Coach, every time we try to get a little.
They answer every time.
Every time, it seems like. 40 to 30, 2:50 to go here in the Highway 9 tire third quarter. J.D. Hall, wide open three-pointer, no good. Rebound, unable to get it. Trending Lynn had it, just could not gather it in. Well, that pass was so good, he surprised the guy that got it, Coach. There's another three-pointer by Mike Byrne. 13-point lead. I believe that might be the largest of the night. JT Coburn comes in, shoots an open three, rims out, no good, but ball goes out of bounds, last touch by Wildcat. Taylor Boyd re-enters.
Taylor Boyd working in the foul spot there for Tristan Glenn.
Coburn kicks out. Caden Glenn off the side of the backboard. Wildcats looking to add to this 13-point lead. They left him open again. He'll fire it up. That one's up, no good. He has a weird-looking shot. He's hit him. We got a foul on number one of the Wildcats, Parker Odom. Or is that Carter Killingsworth? Which one you got, Coach?
I've got him as Odom.
Okay.
Well, we had it down to 3 earlier in this quarter, and now it's back to 13. And
I don't think we can withstand letting it get a very much more out of hand here. There's a foul on the floor. Coburn's bump by number 4.
I got him. Sipes. Foul on Sipes.
Okay.
Foul was on the floor, so we'll inbound it on the side.
120. Left here in the third, Vols trailing 43-30 to Shelby County Wildcats here in area play. And back over to Taylor Boyd, open shot here. Zaniel, we needed that. We needed it bad, and he hits a Toyota of Sylacauga three-pointer, and it's back to 10. Reed to go right back and try to answer, shot up no good. And it's rebounded by Newell.
A chance to get it back under 10 here.
Newell, another open shot. That was up no good. Not a bad shot, though, especially after just hitting that one. Fire. 43-33. 10-point lead here for the Wildcats. Drive all the way to the basket. Shot up, no good by number 25. I don't have him. What do you got, Coach? I got Taylor Boyd wide open for a 3, and it rims out no good. Tipped around. Wildcats come up with it, and we're going to get a tie-up.
25 is Brennan Robinson.
Possession area in favor of the Wildcats for 5 seconds. This might be one you kind of, if you play it smart, you're glad they got it. You'd rather them have it with 5 seconds, and let's get it to start the fourth. They get it over to Sipes, over to McGinnis. McGinnis back after the. And he's going to take it all the way to the basket. Lay it up and in, and he's got a chance for the and one. Foul on number.
JD, wasn't it?
11, JD Hall. Somebody just got to step in front of him. Out here. And he made it.
The key is we let him throw it in and him dribble it all the way to the goal and lay it up.
Nobody got in front of him.
And then foul.
And that's a 13-point lead as we move into the fourth right here on the Southern Union State Community College, Clay Central Sports Network from Rayo, Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9.
The Clay Central Sports Network is brought to you by First Capital Insurance.
We value the relationships we have built over the past 30 years, and we cannot wait to begin new ones in 2026. First Capital Insurance would like to welcome you to our family this year. Whether you are looking for protection for your home, auto, farm business, or the peace of mind that comes with a life policy, First Capital Insurance will be there when you need us. We would love the opportunity to take care of your insurance needs in 2026. Our phone number is 256-396-2131, and we are located at 575 East College Street in Lineville.
Support for Classic Country 90.9 comes from the Law Office of Tyler Sims, providing legal services in personal injury, estate planning, criminal defense, and juvenile matters. The Law Office of Tyler Sims offers legal support with a focus on client care and community values. Tyler is dedicated to providing thoughtful and reliable service to his clients. More information is available at sims.law. The Law Office of Tyler Sims is the official law firm of the Clay Central Sports Network.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
This is John Holder with High School Football Alabama. Before my family decides to crank up the grill, we make the trip to Matthews Meat Market. The location on Highway 78 near Oxford works for us, but the Lineville location on Highway 49 also has all of the same great quality meats. Whether you're looking for thick ribeyes or ground beef, Matthews is your go-to place. They also have Gulf shrimp, Boston butts and brisket, and even frozen vegetables. Matthews Meat Market, proud to sponsor local sports coverage on the Clay Central Sports Network.
Classic Country 90.9 is WFAZ-FM, Goodwater, Ashland, Lineville, home of the Clay Central Volunteers on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. Fourth quarter action is brought to you by First Capital Insurance. Now, back to the action.
Welcome you back here, Coach. Maybe we just need to let the spots play. Caden Glenn nails a three and cuts it back to 10, a much-needed Toyota Silicaga three-pointer. Wildcats with a basketball. The pass down low, he's fouled. The shot don't go. He'll go to the line shooting two.
Who was that foul on, Coach?
Coach Heron, you got some stats.
Absolutely, Taylor. We got a few through three quarters turnovers. It's the Vols only 18 turnovers. The Wildcats at 20 rebounding. We're being out-rebounded. Doubled up, 15 for the Vols, 31 for the Wildcats. Shooting percentage through three quarters, Vols shooting 34%, 12 for 35. The Wildcats of Shelby County at 51% on the night so far.
He missed them both. As we get things back going, Volunteers, chance to cut this down in the single digits here. And they throw it away, and we just throw it away.
Hall trying to find Glenn down in.
And I think he had position, and he backed up instead of being ready to move to the basketball. Reed in the backcourt with a basketball. Guarded by Hall. Right now, a whole lot of dribbling by Reed. And he throws it away.
I'm telling
Coach, I've learned that if you do a whole lot of dribbling, usually something bad is going to happen.
Well, you're right. Something's going to happen.
Yeah, and it's usually bad.
Yeah.
Caden Glenn thought about the three. Decided Taylor Boyd shot, jumper no good. Gets his own rebound shot, no good. Trenton Glenn had the rebound and gets tipped out of bounds. 46-36, Vols by 10, trail by 10, 6:28. Need to get things going here pretty quickly, but still within striking distance. Back to Glenn. Glenn back over to Boyd. Down to Trenton Glenn. Trenton Glenn, good shot, up and in. Lead down to 8. 46-38.
We need that 2 or 3 basket run right here.
Now Sipes throws it over to Byrne. Byrne to McGinnis is turned over. Taken away. Braxton Young over to Caden Glenn. Glenn lost the dribble for a second. Wide open three-pointer here by Hall. And he hits nothing.
Yep, we had our opportunity right there.
There is a timeout call by the Shelby County bench. And as they take this timeout, we'll take it with them right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
Whether it's a new build, a teardown, or just clearing out some good old clutter, AGL Solid Waste Disposal Authority helps keep things tidy around Clay County. AGL's roll-off containers are available for a variety of cleanup needs. AGL Solid Waste Disposal Authority also owns and operates a C&D landfill located at 1177 Landfill Road in Ashland. AGL Solid Waste Disposal Authority is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network on Classic Country 90.9.
When you need a lawyer who will go the extra mile, Tyler Sims is there for you. The Law Office of Tyler Sims, the official law firm of the Clay Central Sports Network. Online at sims.law.
Welcome you back here, Wildcats with the basketball. Rusty Tedder, Coach Jerry Williams, Coach Chris Herod, and Heath Stroud. Stroud on the stream. You might know him as Heathbone. And there's a turnover for the Volunteers. Hall takes it. He's fouled by Reed. Hall going to the line with a chance to cut this lead down even more. That's just 8, Coach. Kind of inching back.
There's a chance right here to cut it to 6.
I like it. How you described that a little better. And it was good. He made the first. See?
He's done it to 7.
There's a chance.
There is a chance to get it to 6.
And he does.
And there's plenty of time. 5:37.
And Hall's got a steal. And he kicks it out to Glenn. Open three-pointer. Glenn shot. Front rim no good. Young.
What is Braxton doing?
I don't know. With a player right beside him. And they turn it over. Braxton just needs to shoot the ball.
Yeah, he's not really offensive-minded here, but he had a great shot in the lane, and he passed it to a man that wasn't even looking for it. Now it's our ball. We're having to go full court against their press.
Still a lot of time left, 5:22, and the ball's only trailing 6
and
with the basketball.
We struggled against this press at times. Well, we better.
Okay. Well, I don't know if that was the. It worked.
Yeah, we got it across, but it was shaky.
Over to Hall. Back down to Coburn.
Go up.
Trending Glenn. He's fouled from behind, and the shot's good. And, Coach, you know what we got? We got a chance to cut it to 3.
We certainly do. Glenn going to the line.
5:01 left. 46-42.
The only problem is Glenn is 2 for 6.
That means he's due, doesn't it?
That means he's due to hit one. You're right. The law of averages. But he didn't.
We got him tied up on the rebound and possession area in favor of the Wildcats. Well, we missed that one. 46-42. Vols have cut it down to 4, though, after trading by 13.
I hate to say this. It's a four-point game, and we're 7-for-18 on free throws.
Well, the good thing is it's 4:42 left. And there's a steal. We had a steal. What in the world?
Yeah, they're going to get a foul, I think, on Glenn underneath. Or, yeah, Tristan Glenn underneath. We almost had the steal right
Trendon
there.
Trendon Glenn.
Trendon Glenn. What did I say?
Tristan. Wildcats get it in. We get it this time as Trendon gets it. And we got numbers. Good spin move by Hall. Laid it up and in, and it's down to four. We got to get back and play defense. McGinnis, and we got another steal.
Yeah, McGinnis lost it.
Down
right
to
there.
Two, I should say. 46-44.
We could take the lead on this trip.
Or tie. Oh, my goodness. Turn around and shoot it. He had a layup, but nobody was defending him.
Well, everybody's getting excited, but there's still almost 4 minutes left.
Good hook shot, and it's tied at 46.
We fought all the way back from 13 down.
And there's going to be a full timeout taken by Coach Chase Canell. Needless of the Wildcats as we've tied it up at 46, 3:37 to go. You'll want to stick around for the finish of this one right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network from Rayo, Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9.
It's the holiday season, and Ann's Flowers and Gifts sends warm wishes to everyone across Clay County. Inside, the shop is filled with the colors of Christmas, bright ribbons, festive bows, and handmade arrangements. You'll see silk flowers for churches and gravesides, and shelves lined with gifts and decorations that make this time of year feel special. From their family to yours, happy holidays from Ann's Flowers and Gifts in Ashland.
Did you know that physical therapy is the first line of defense for joint and muscle pain, injuries, and even reducing your risk of falls? Are you planning to have orthopedic surgery? Dr. Cameron Bisher and Dr. Adam Johnson at Central Physical Therapy are trained to diagnose the problem and develop a treatment plan toward pain-free and healthy living. Central Physical Therapy offers plans for all individuals as well as performance training for athletes. Located near Spitz Curve in Lionville, the website is centralptal.com. Rehab well, live well, and perform well with Central Physical Therapy, sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network.
The Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network is driven by Hill Auto Sales, Highway 9 in Lineville. Buy from Hill.
We welcome you back. We got a tie game, 3:37 to go. Wildcats inbounding the ball here in the front court. And almost a steal, and they're going to call Hall for the foul.
I think that's four fouls now on J.D. Hall.
At this point, I think you got to let him ride it out, Coach. 3:36 to go. You might get him out for a minute, but I think fighting back, I don't see how you can.
No, if you get ahead, you can get him out for a minute or so.
Reed with the basketball, looking to drive. Guarded well there by Zy Newell. Byrne throws up a three, that's off. And Trendon Glenn with a rebound. Up to Newell, back over to J.D. Hall. 3:15 to go and we're tied. Ball with a chance, I believe, would be their first lead of the night if they could take it.
Yeah, because we got behind bad early.
And there it is, and the balls are up, 48-46. First lead of the night with 3 minutes to go.
Trendon Glenn having a big fourth quarter with 8 points now.
And you get the feeling Shelby County's really pushing here.
Well, I think they're getting tight here.
Have they scored in the fourth?
No.
And there's going to be a foul.
We played almost over 5 minutes, and they haven't scored in this quarter.
It's going to, they're wanting it to be called a shooting foul, but it's going to be called on the floor, and I agree with it.
15 to nothing in this quarter.
48-46, Vols lead. Wildcats with the basketball, 2:30 to go. Reed with the open three, and he drains it, and they're back on top by one.
You can't leave him that open. Nobody went out and got him.
And we were playing man, I'm pretty sure. .214, we trail by one. Balls with the basketball. Coburn jump shot from elbow. He hits it and he's fouled. We're back on top by one. He's got a chance to put us back up by two with 2:08 to go.
Foul on Killingsworth.
50-49, Vols lead here. Glenn gets a rebound and puts it back up and in. Glenn having a fourth. 52-49. And there's a layup missed by the Wildcats. Volunteers with a rebound and a three-point lead. 1:52 to go. And this thing has really shifted here in the last few minutes. With the ball is I. Newell. Three-point lead. 1:43 to go. And Coach Josh Giddens is going to take a full timeout and talk about it. As the Vols have all stormed all the way back into this thing and taken a lead, 52-49, as Wildcats has led throughout the night. You want to stick around here. Who knows what's going to happen as we close this thing out here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9.
Do you have an idea for a new business but don't know where to start? The newly renovated Clay County Economic Development Center is the place to begin. I'm Chance Jones, the director for the Clay County EDC. Give me a call at 256-276-9319 if you need help in starting or growing your business. The EDC has access to local and state resources so that your business venture will be a successful one. Again, that number is 256-276-9319. The Clay County Economic Development Council is proud to support the Clay Central Sports Network.
Buddy Sports Country is a proud sponsor of local radio on Classic Country 90.9. If you love the outdoors, Buddy Sports Country has everything you need, including the latest gear, scent control, calls, trail cameras, and the advice to help you enjoy the great outdoors. Buddy Sports Country also features a showroom absolutely full of firearms and scopes, and they're a licensed NFA dealer for suppressors. Buddy Sports Country is open 8 till 5 Tuesday through Saturday, located Highway 431 at Hollis Crossroads, where sales tax is only 6%.
We come back here, Vols with a basketball. Hall top of the key over to Taylor Boyd. Taylor Boyd thought about the three and decided better over it. Gives it out to Caden Glenn. They're looking to trap Glenn over at the bench. Back over to Zion Newell. Right now we're running clock with a three-point lead. 1:22, and they're not closing out on us.
Well, they've changed their defense strategy here, matching up.
It seems to be allowing us to run the clock. And we're running down to 108.
Yeah, we're running our basic flex offense and just eating the clock up.
104 left. Vols lead by three. The foul is called. And there's going to be a timeout called by the Shelby County bench, and he'll take a full. Well, as he takes this full, we might as well take it with him, Coach. Get ourselves ready for this last 104 here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. From Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9, Vols lead 52-49, 104 left here from Central High School of Clay County.
Integrity Cabinets was started in 2004 to manufacture custom cabinets with the promise to always conduct business with integrity. The owners have more than 75 years of combined experience in every facet of the cabinet industry. Their focus is on the customer to give them what they need and what they want. If you're looking to start your career or change the direction of your career, the Integrity team wants to talk to you. The website is integritycabinets.com. Integrity Cabinets is proud to sponsor Classic Country 90.9.
When you need a lawyer who will go the extra mile, Tyler Sims is there for you. The Law Office of Tyler Sims, the official law firm of the Clay Central Sports Network. Online at sims.law. Classic Country 90.9 is WFAZ-FM, Goodwater, Ashland, Lineville, home of the Clay Central Volunteers on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
Rusty Tyler, Coach Jerry Waynes, Coach Chris here. He strives. We come back with 104 to go here, and there's going to be a foul by number 24, Amari Thomas. I think he done what he came in to do. But he's putting Taylor Boyd at the line, shooting free throws.
Huge free throws, of course.
But there is no 1-1 here, which really added pressure in the time. He misses the first. .102 Vols leading by 52, looking to go up by two possessions here if Boyd can knock this down. He made it. Coach Ginn's going to call a 30-second, but we're going to stay here, Coach. Go back to your coaching days, Coach. As Coach Josh Giddens, what do you think you would be talking about and planning right here with a four-point lead with 102 left?
Well, you want to play defense without fouling, but the main thing you want to do here is you want to rebound. If they miss the shot, you want to rebound and not give them a second chance, because the second chance is where the foul is more apt to happen than a three-point play. So, the main point of emphasis right here is to rebound the miss. And with 102, you still got a lot of time. A lot of things can happen here.
Shelby County has been it over pretty rough.
Yeah, I think Shelby County should be close to being out of timeouts.
You don't keep the timeouts here.
No,
in your
book, I don't. No. But I'm gonna speculate that was their last timeout.
Well, we just took that one.
Oh, yeah, right. We did. So they probably still got one.
Wildcats with a basketball, 56 seconds, trailing the balls by four. They're spreading it around, taking a good bit of time here. They get a wide-open layup, and they're going to call a foul underneath.
Well, that's
Tyson Duncan, but I think we fouled.
That's the one thing you didn't want to do is foul.
The lead down to two with a chance to cut it to one here from a free throw line is Tyson Duncan.
Who fouled?
Taylor Boyd.
You know, another thing, Rusty, had we not fouled, the clock would have kept running after that basket. It doesn't stop in high school.
He made it, and the lead's down to one.
Now it's a one-point game, and we're going against their full-court press.
Which we've been very shaky breaking. They have no fouls to give here. We're going to have to do something. We got to get it out from back there.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Good job by Zai.
I thought we'd thrown it away.
And we'll get a foul here by Reed. And that'll put Zai on the line, shooting two with a one-point lead. Reed ought to be getting on up there in the floor. What you got him at, Coach?
He's got three. Four. Got four.
Newell knocked the first one down. Big free throw there. 54-52. Thirty-four seconds left. Vols lead by two. A lot of time left in a basketball game here. Newell missed the second one, and they get the rebound.
The only way they can take the lead is with a three.
Barron with the basketball. lot of dribbling there, and almost a turnover. 18 seconds left, and they're going to call a timeout. Good defense right there for about 15 seconds. Let's see what he's got. It's a full. So since it's a full, let's take a quick break right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9. Balls lead 54-52 with 16.9 seconds. Shelby County will be inbounding the ball right there next to their own bench in the scores table when we come back. We've got a good one here in area play.
This is District Attorney Joe Fickwit serving Clay and Coosa counties. Telephone and online scams targeting our citizens are on the rise. If you get a suspicious call, hang up immediately and report it to your local law enforcement. Never give out personal or financial information over the phone. Let's protect our citizens and stop these criminals in their tracks. Stay alert, stay safe.
District Attorney Joe Fickwit is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network.
The freshest farm-raised meats, stone ground meal and grits, farm-to-table jams, jellies, salsa, and more. Blair Family Farm and Market, the official farm-to-table meat provider of the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
This is Rusty Taylor, Coach Jerry Weems, Coach Chris Herron, and Coach. And I don't know what the discussion is. He's straight on the stream. I don't know what happened. We had another one of those Kirby Smarters. Ball's inbound in here to the Wildcats.
Ooh, he's traveled.
He traveled.
He walked.
Lead with the basketball, 7 seconds.
Don't let him get off a three.
4 seconds. And they throw it away with 0.8 seconds. We just got to throw it down here and touch it.
They were about to get it to Reed in the corner for a three.
There's about, it's 0.8 seconds, Coach. There's about, with us inbounding the basketball, about all we got to do is get it in and touch it.
That's right.
And it be touched. We really don't need to catch it. We need to tip it. We just got to make sure it's tipped by somebody. It don't even have to be. Well, so, Coach Joska, well, how would you draw this up? If you look to throw it all the way?
I would be scared to throw it deep because if you were to throw it out of bounds,
it gives them the ball.
They
right
get
there.
The ball back. So I would throw it to somebody up near the ball. Because if you just touch it, like you say, the clock's gonna run out. I wouldn't try to go deep with it. It's too risky.
Well, once it's touched, the clock starts. They can't catch and shoot anymore. So, I mean.
Well,
I mean,
you can. It's 0.3 under.
No, yeah, but we, once it's touched, they would have to.
Oh, yeah.
We would have to throw it right to them.
Yeah. If there's 0.3, all you can do is tip it. Yeah.
Well, right now, make sure Ricky New don't have no nachos. He's got to be on the button.
He's not eating nachos, is he?
About it right here.
0.8 seconds.
I'd throw it up here. I wouldn't throw it.
Oh,
down
there's
here.
No way I would throw it towards their
right
basket.
Here. I'd throw it right there.
Let's see what we do.
I wouldn't throw it up there.
Just throw it in and touch it. Man, I see
it's over.
I see it.
He called a foul. Hang on, but the clock has expired and the Volunteers are going to win 54-52, big come from behind victory. We're going to try to get Coach Josh Giddens in here before we let you go. But a big win for the Vols, 54-52. Stick with us. We'll come back on our postgame show with the Vols and boys and girls both win right here on Classic Country 90.9.
Are you tired of the old stressful car shopping? Hill Auto Sales in Lineville believes finding your next vehicle should be easy, and now they've made it even simpler. On your laptop, tablet, or phone, the website is buyfromhill.net. That's buyfromhill.net. You'll find the latest inventory of quality used cars, trucks, and SUVs ready for you to browse. buyfromhill.net features high-resolution photos, prices, detailed specs, and even a Carfax report. When you're ready for a test drive, Kevin Hill and Tim Carroll are ready to help. And remember, the Clay Central Sports Network is driven by Hill Auto Sales.
Being first sounds good, doesn't it? Hi, I'm Chad Jones, President and CEO for First Bank of Alabama. For over 176 years, we've been proudly serving our communities with trust, integrity, and personalized banking, putting the important things first, whether it's helping families buy their first home or supporting local businesses. Our mission is to be your financial partner through every stage of life. We're here for you today and tomorrow. First Bank of Alabama, where you are first. Online at fbal.bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
East Central Alabama Gas District is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network and the Radio Alabama Foundation. Located Highway 77 in Ashland, East Central Alabama Gas has teamed up with Natural Gas Connection as your hometown natural gas appliance store. They offer free financing up to 60 months. East Central Alabama Gas has Generac generators, tankless water heaters, space heaters, and gas logs as well as grills. Their phone number is 256-354-2194. East Central Alabama Gas District, Natural Gas, comfortable, responsible.
A personal injury firm that takes tremendous pride in helping those at the most desperate times in their lives. Farr and Associates, sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network video live stream, online at tfarlaw.com.
We welcome you back here to the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. From Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9, this is Rusty Tyler, Coach Jerry Weems, Coach Chris Heron, and Heath Stroud. And we have a special guest here with us, head coach of the varsity boys basketball team, who's just picked up a big two-point win, 54-52, come from behind. I know we trailed by at least 13. Coach Giddens, you look back at that. I know it was a frustrating first half, to say the least. But you come out with some fire. Your boys played hard, come back. Big fourth quarter, 21 points. Just speak to the big come from behind win.
Well, you know, if you never, that old saying, if you know, it's not over till the fat lady sings, you know, held true tonight. I was proud of our guys for not giving up. I mean, anytime you enter in the fourth quarter down 13, they hit a shot at the buzzer to, you know, go up by 13, and everything's just, you know, looking, you know, not good for us. And we, you know, had a talk in the time in the third quarter, into the third quarter timeout, and, you know, about picking them up. We've been stressing the whole game, and we waited to the fourth quarter to do it. You know, we feel like against them, they have trouble with our pressure, and we turned it up in the fourth quarter and turned them over a lot. And this team for us, and y'all watch it, y'all know enough about basketball, we've got to score in transition. But when we have to set up and rely on, you know, set shots and threes, and, you know, we're better when we're running, and we finally got to do that in the fourth quarter.
Well, you had in that fourth quarter 21 points you scored, and a lot of it came from an unlikely source, Trendon Glenn, 10 points in the fourth quarter, and he's the leading scorer today with 16.
You know, here lately, when we went to, it was two games ago, Trendon scored 17 for us, and he's actually, you know, been working a lot in practice on his scoring, if y'all have noticed, he's caught it a lot at the elbows, and he looks to shoot, and actually, you know, hits it sometimes, and he's gaining confidence, and, you know, for us to win, we need somebody to score around the basket, and, you know, I'm proud for Trendon, because nobody works harder than he does, and when you work hard, good things happen to you.
Well, Coach, we'll let you go, and we'll take a little break, but congratulations on a big win. We know that sets you up with two wins. You're 2-2 in area play, but you got a big game coming up Friday night here, so we need a big crowd here against Briarwood. We know they're a really good team, but if we play as scrappy as we did, we can play right there with them and maybe pick up a big victory, which would be a really big victory if we could get it.
Big victory. This Shelby County team was tied with Briarwood with 50 seconds to go the other night. So, I mean, if we play well, I believe, you know, we got a chance.
Yeah. Find a way to score.
Find a way to score, that's
and,
right.
And they can't shoot it surely as good as they did the last few times we played.
I've been saying that for 2 years now.
Yeah, we're waiting for that to happen, aren't we, Coach? Well, thank you for taking a minute with us, and congratulations on a big win.
Thank you.
Well, Coach, you've already – we'll just stay right here. Coach Herron's got you some stats there from the game. We know those rebounding stats were very one-sided, but see what happened here for the Volunteers to turn things around and come back and get a big win.
Well, the big thing that happened, you know, we talked about the disparity in the shooting percentage the first half. Well, this we shot well enough the second half to end up at 44%, and they hit dead even at 50%. But as you said, the rebounding, they were up on us 34 to 22 there. And then on turnovers, we forced five more. We 28 turnovers they had versus our 23. And when you really look at it, that's a lot of turnovers by both teams combined in a boys' high school game. But
well, give us some scoring stats for our boys.
The only man in double figures we mentioned was Trendon Glenn. He had 16 points, but good balance. J.D. Hall had 9. Taylor Boyd and Zion Newell each had 8. And you remember the last game, this was a key today. Sutton Reed scored 29 points for them. Well, today he was held only 14, and then Nate Byrne picked up the slack and scored 15. So it took two of them today to get the 29 points, and I think that was one big thing that kept them down to 52 points. But, you know, we played just good enough defense. We forced just enough turnovers for us to win a two-point game, and that's what happened here today.
Well, a big win for the Volunteers. A couple things that I wanted to go and talk about real quick is going back to that fourth quarter, obviously, Volunteers fighting back, trailing by 13 to enter that fourth quarter, and they fight back and come back with a big win. What are we going to say was a Piggly Wiggly play of the game? I'm actually going back to where it felt like we got things going, if you'll allow me to. And Taylor Boyd come out and hit a three there in that early in the fourth quarter that kind of started inching back, and the Volunteers continued to inch back. I'm going to say that was the Piggly Wiggly play of the game. But I think we both agree, without us even conversing here, the AGL Solid Waste Disposal Authority Player of the Game's got to be Trendon Glenn.
No question. He was the if we said the big scorer down the stretch, actually made a three-point play there at one time when we were making our run. And so he's the player of the game, but the play of the game was a three-pointer. And you remember Caden Glenn hit a big three-pointer.
He did.
Well, during that run.
He did. A lot of people involved when you look at the score column. And shockingly, Zion Ewell hit a big free throw there towards the end of the game. Just a lot of people involved there at the end. Kind of all the players got involved. So a big night for the Volunteers, a big win for the Volunteers going into Friday night. And we will be calling that game here the way you're listening to us on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network on Friday. We're expecting that game, I think, to be around probably a 5:45 airtime for us was what we would expect on Friday. So you can expect that with the girls matchup followed by the boys. But the girls pick up a big victory, as well as the boys. Both of them 2-point victories.
That's correct.
47-45 for the girls, 54-52 for the boys. And the Vols are victorious, and send Shelby County back home without a win. But you got to give them credit, especially on both sides, how hard they played tonight. And really, the Volunteers just turned it up and got the shots to fall when it counted at the end. So, Coach, you got anything as we close things out?
Well, you know, you mentioned Shelby County. They came on the road and played good today. And Coach Giddens just told us a moment ago that Briarwood team that we play Friday actually trailed this Shelby County team late in the game.
Yeah, 50 seconds left.
Yeah.
So,
if we come in here and play well Friday, we'll have a chance.
Well, that's what we look forward to, and we'll hope you'll join us then. Until then, for Rusty Taylor, Coach Jerry Weems, Heath Stroud on the stream, Coach Chris Herron on stats, and also Jeremy Character on stats earlier. Till next time, God bless, and go Vols.
Classic Country 90.9 is WFAZ-FM, Goodwater, Ashland, Lineville, home of the Clay Central Volunteers on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
This has been a presentation of Radio Alabama Sports. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited. Thanks for listening.